Just a few halakhot that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in Siman Resh Tzaddi. There is an obligation every day to say Me'a Berachot. The challenges on Shabbat where the Amidot are shorter, how to fulfill the Me'a Berachot. So the halakha says that the custom is to eat extra fruits on Shabbat, to make extra berachot, smell besamim from time to time, which will also add to his count of berachot. The halakha writes that it is questionable if a person can add extra blessings that are really not necessary just to fulfill the me'a berachot. That's called beracha shena sinicha. Hakam avajalav shalom in yahvedat hedek vav discusses a common practice of people on Friday night at the Saudah, or for that matter the lunch, the same thing, that they have the fruit after Birkat HaMazon. Now, the reason why they have the fruit after Birkat HaMazon is because although they would make a Berachah Rishona regardless when they would eat this fruit, whether they ate it before Birkat HaMazon or after, it's still going to have a Berachah Rishona. But by making it after Birkat HaMazon, they'll gain the Berachah Harona. Nefashot, Ala'etz, could be 2-3 Berachot extra. So therefore they say that they want to push it off for after Birkat HaMazon. The other argument is that no, you're causing extra berachot. Who asked you to make this nefashot? Eat the fruit before Birkat HaMazon. Let the Birkat HaMazon be the berachah harunah for everything. Who told you to put yourself in a predicament where you're going to have to make an extra berachah harunah? The other side says, no, I'm putting myself in a predicament because I want to make extra berachot to get to the 100. It's a big machloket on this subject, whether you're allowed to do this or not. The halakha, chamavayez posik, like a rabbi called the Shla, as well as the Eliyahu Rabbah, as well as Rabbi Zalman in his Shulchan Aruch, that all are the same opinion, that say that on Shabbat, since you have a purpose to get to the 100 berachot, it would be okay to wait and have the fruit and the dessert till after the Birkat HaMazon in order to get the extra berachot. However, he says it's better not to bring the fruit out until after Birkat HaMazon, meaning the fruit shouldn't be on the table at the time that you're making the Birkat HaMazon, because that can run into a halakhic problem. So therefore he holds that it is mutar. The second discussion would be making the berachot besamim. Set up the custom on Friday night, which is a good custom, the Ben Ish Chai brings it down, that on Friday night when they get to the table, they should make a berakha before Kiddush on Besamim. Why? You get an extra berakha. And the Ben Ish Chai's custom was that after Birkat HaMazon, he would make a berakha on the Besamim again. Chavav Yaak questions if you could do that. So he says that as long as your mind was off the Besamim, and you didn't have in mind anymore, you took your mind off it, you forgot about it, so to speak, and you made Birkat HaMazon, so that's okay to bring Besamim and make a berakha again.